Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Rudy from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential, okay? Can I ask you,
I can't do some at work.
I won't take much of your time, maybe 5 to 7 minutes tops. But let me ask you this first question. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A male.
Excellent. I'm glad that you said a male, okay? Also, let me ask you this.
Too.
Do you reside in New York?
Yes.
Okay. What is your zip code, please?
11545.
Thank you for that information. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Good. What is the year of your birth, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't want to get too confidential here. I'll say 65.
1965, okay. And this is very general. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Is it white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
Some other race. White. Okay, good. Thank you for answering that. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
In the middle.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power, okay? What would you say your vote has from 0 to 10?
In which election?
In the November 5th elections.
You mean for presidential election? I would say
yes.
2.
2, okay. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or maybe you're undecided?
Trump.
Trump, okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Uh-huh. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. First statement says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the third statement reads, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Well, like none of them are exactly like fair questions. So go back to the first choice.
The first statement says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available, right? That means you are for abortion.
So like on that one, I would say yes, but within limits. So like I wouldn't want you to get it in the 9th month. You know what I mean? Like I think it should be.
Oh, I hear you. Okay, but you do agree with the first one then. That would be your choice?
I think it should be okay, but I think there should be a limit. I'm not saying it should be the short limit that people are fighting over. I think it should be, I don't think anyone should have an abortion in the third trimester, right? I think it's wrong, unless it's like some crazy reason.
Of course. And trust me, your opinion is very valid and confidential. Let me ask you this, based on what you know now, Which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortions legally? I'm sorry, legality, right? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York.
I think it's number one.
Number one. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent? Neither concerned nor unconcerned? Somewhat concerned? Very concerned?
Well, I'm not concerned.
Okay.
Anyone could get one right now, so...
As you may know...
Am I concerned about access, right? Access was what you
right,
so
right.
Full access. Anyone could get it. So
okay.
As you may know... Don't you be concerned about access.
Okay. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Recently, I haven't heard anything. Everyone knows you could get it in New York.
Okay. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Well, again, is it going to have restrictions or is it open-ended? So
that's a good question.
I don't think in New York especially they have a very general question like that. They're usually very detailed. So
okay.
I would have to say I wouldn't vote if it wasn't clear.
Okay, you say no. All right. Here is the text of proposal number one. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 elections. Read, add certain protections to the state bill of rights, add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers productive health care and autonomy. All right. A, yes, votes, vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A, no. Vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, I was just reading you the ballot, okay? After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure? So what I read you right now, just a second ago, it was just the ballot, right, the ballot measure. But now that I've read it to you, would you still vote no on the ballot? Would you be undecided to vote on the ballot, or would you vote yes on the ballot, is the question.
I think I'd be undecided.
Undecided. Okay, moving forward, if you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
You know, my problem is it's not outlining if there are any restrictions. I don't want you to have one in the ninth month. So I'd be undecided. I can't vote on it if it's not clear to me.
Got it. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
And is that,
because they already have it here. So nobody really cares anymore because they have it. It's here.
Mm-hmm. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I think no difference on this issue with the candidate.
Okay. Alrighty. If you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference. It's all not going to matter.
To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
One.
Want abortion to be legal? Okay. Okay.
That's
to the best of your knowledge.
That's what I think the Democrats want. They want it to be legal.
To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Well, I think Republicans want states to decide on their own abortion laws. That was the last choice.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
So I didn't have the choice to make it legal with, you know, with some, you know, with exceptions. And did you have that choice to be legal with some exceptions?
Want a national ban on abortions without exceptions? Want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, is there a choice that says to make them legal, but with exceptions?
Okay. All right.
You know, that's what's missing here. It's all written one way. I'm not against it. I just wanted to have some limits.
Right. I can't tell you which answer to choose, but those were the answers. However, moving forward, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, very important?
Neutral.
Neutral, gotcha. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important, somewhat unimportant, very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, very important?
Neutral.
Okay, we're almost done here. I appreciate you taking the time. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, somewhat favorable, very favorable?
I would say unfavorable.
Okay. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
So I'll say it probably doesn't make a difference. There's more than one issue here, obviously.
I understand. I understand. Here are
not
some.
Not all about abortion, you know.
Okay. And all right. And we're almost done here. We're getting to the end of this. But here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. For example, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure, and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. Would you say that's very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all?
You know, I'm looking at my clock. Do you realize it's 15 minutes and 54 seconds? You said only 7 minutes.
We're almost done. We're almost done. And I do appreciate you taking the time here, but I wouldn't want to leave this halfway, okay? Because your opinion is very important.
Are we only halfway?
We're past halfway. We're past halfway. We're like 20% there, okay? But the faster I read this...
100?
Right. The faster I read this, and the faster I get an answer
left
from you. Well, no, 20% almost, sir. Come on. Oh, man.